My name is Stefan Bauman, and welcome to another one of my podcasts. Oh boy, I was asked this afternoon, what makes a professional painter? And I had to think about it for a while because, you know, all my years that I've been painting, I've always asked my question, what is a professional artist? Is it because you declare it on your tax form? Is it because you sold a painting? Is it because you paint better than anyone else? I don't know. So with this particular podcast, I actually asked the question, what makes a professional painter? I'm sure you're going to be surprised with my answer. So stay tuned and I'll talk to you on the other side. This was an interesting thing that kind of popped up and it gave me some time to think about. I get asked if I'm a professional or an emerging artist. What qualities one has to be a professional? It's not really clear to me. So I have a degree as an RN. I've attended colleges. I've got degrees. I'm on the board. I've got licenses to practice. So I'm considered a professional in my profession. But when am I a professional as a painter? And I gave this a lot of thought. So I had a student contact me, one of my students. She said, so what am I? Am I a professional painter? Or, yeah, where am I at? That was her thing. Where am I at as a painter? And I go, well, because you're a Bauman student and I've worked with you for a bit, I would say you are a professional as far as your mental capacity. But you're a high intermediate because you don't have the quality of paintings to meet your knowledge. Now, even a doctor has to do a residency. The thing is that, you know, they say, oh, well, look at these elephants they're painting. Well, yeah, but people buy them and some of them buy them for a lot of money. Would we call them professional too, just because they sell them? There has to be a different degree. So I really had to think about it. It's like, what is it? What is a professional? And so, It's the knowledge you can have. You know, like if you've taken coaching from me for a while, the knowledge of painting and being able to create the effect of light. I mean, at the convention, I was just really surprised that nobody really even talked about how do you actually create light in a painting and how do you control that? And that's what I teach. And let's face it, if you don't have light, it's dark. You don't have anything. Light causes stuff to happen. And if it's an overcast day, yeah, you could paint it kind of overcast, but it's not going to show up. There were a lot of paintings that were displayed at the plein air convention that really you walked by because it didn't have that pow in them, some light source. And the students that I helped there on the location of the plein air convention, when I was walking through helping people, I said, where's your central focal point? And they go, well, it's kind of overcast. There isn't any. I told, when we did the critique, I told everybody in the crowd, we had to do this city street. And it was smoky and overcast. So it wasn't really, really bright. But there were times when the smoke would clear a little, we'd get light. So we had a street. And the light was coming from the right-hand side. And where do you think everybody was located on that street? They were all sitting on the left-hand side looking at the shadow side of the buildings. The light was coming from the right. Then these buildings over here were all in shadow. And these artists over here, almost all of them were over there. They were all sitting in the light. The sun was hitting them. And they were looking over at buildings that were all in shadow. Now, the artists that were sitting, which were very few, on the right-hand side, and they were looking, you know, over. They had beautiful light effects on the buildings and awnings that were being lit. Yeah, it's like why you could see just in the setup. We had 900 artists there, and a big bunch of them were painting the street of I can't remember. I'm not gonna where Coors is, whatever that is. So they were all sitting on the street corner on the wrong side of the street, trying to paint light across the street. So, it makes a big difference. But when the light comes into the painting, that's crucial. That's crucial. And if you don't know how to paint that, I would say you're not quite a professional at that point. You have to know your stuff. And when I would go in and I would put in bits of highlights, people would go, And I go, yeah, that's exactly what your collectors are going to think. They're going to go, ah! And the paintings that did really well at the convention were the ones that had, ah! You know, and that's light. As you walk through the convention, there were a lot of paintings there that kind of blended. And especially the lighting wasn't really bright in the room. You know, and if your painting doesn't pop in a dim-lidded conference room, we had, you know, north light in the room. So, but we didn't have spotlights on the paintings. But half of the paintings just disappeared because there wasn't a thought about how to create that effect of light. But without the effect of light, you don't have a painting that really has a surprise to it. So, when you know the knowledge of how to do that, if you know how to do checkering, if you know how to do eye magnets and you really understand that, if you know how to work with value and you know how to work with temperature, and you have all of this knowledge, you're a professional up here. So, you know, you could be a professional. If you do paintings that have those things, you will sell them. But it would take a whole garage full of crap before you get that knowledge. I mean, an intern has to spend, I mean, if you talk to anybody who does an intern, getting a degree as a doctor is just like getting a degree in anything else. I mean, you know, you just put it in your time and do the test. If you survive your internship, that's when you become a doctor. And that's where that is just boots on the ground, constant. You know, they teach you how to diagnose and do stuff, but they also teach you, you get to practice what you think you know. All of a sudden somebody comes in and says, oh, I feel this and this and this. And you have to kind of go through your notes to figure out what that is. Well, painting's just like that. Every time you sit down to paint something, it's like a new patient. And you have to diagnose it. And I was surprised. I would stand around a couple of these people that were, you know, with us at the convention, and they would be tossing things around and say, oh, just get some light on it. It'd be great. So if you don't know how to capture light, then I would suggest to, you know, at least, you know, practice that. Go out and paint. And I would also practice, just like that painting that we looked at in the Patreon, it's like, you know, how do you get the effect of light? And there's two ways. One, it's temperature, and two, it's value. That's the only options you have. And, you know, when we corrected that painting with the windows and the light comes in, it's like now we have a light story. And every painting's about a light story. We don't paint things, we paint effects, and most of the time, lighting effects. We could create the sense of mood by creating an incoming storm. You could imagine what that is. And sometimes that can generate something that's more important. But it's, again, recreating the human experience. But we all have the human experience of light on something. And it's so crucial that you understand that. And if you can master that and then practice it till your paintings reach the level of your expectations, because as you get better, your brain has higher and higher expectations. Your quality of painting's down here, and slowly your expectations rise up as you're getting better, your expectations. But at some point, you'll reach where your expectations and the quality of your paintings meet, and that's when you reach the level of being professional. And just because you sold a painting to your Aunt Gertha on, you know, her trip that she came to visit you and felt obligated to buy a painting because she slept in your house and ate your food, that's not being a professional painter. So just because you sell them, don't call yourself that. But if you can say, yeah, I've got the knowledge, I know how to paint, but you're not quite good enough, I would say that your professional thinking, your high intermediate in your practice. You don't have the whole garage full of crap and the practicing and the applying to get there. If you don't have that knowledge and you're selling your paintings, but if you don't have that knowledge, you're solidly an intermediate or a beginner, because a lot of beginner painters sell their paintings too. So don't fool yourself. Just because you sell a painting does not make you a professional. And just because you put professional painter on your IRS tax forms, that doesn't make you a professional either. What makes you professional, just like with a doctor, it's the amount of knowledge and you practice well. If you don't practice well, they sue you. There's a lot of artists out there that don't practice well. You need to learn how to paint. So anyway, that's my two cents and of my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. And I look forward to talking with you all next week. So you see, sometimes these questions are a lot more complicated than you think. If you think you're a professional, ask yourself, do you actually have the knowledge? Because I met quite a few professional artists that call themselves professional, but they couldn't quite hold up an idea as simple as a central focal point or the effect of light and how to create it. Of course, you guys do because you listen to me constantly and take my advice. If you wish to get advice directly from me, just give me a call at 415-606-9074. That is my personal cell phone number, and yes, I am more than happy to pick up the phone and talk with you. If you're a little bit shy, go ahead and text that number. If you want to get a free book, go to stephanbauman.com, and under free book, you can order a free book. It's not the book that I'm going to be publishing here shortly, and that book is basically on plein air painting, so you want to be able to get that when that time comes. If you want to get a different way of coaching, I highly recommend going to Patreon at patreon.com, search for Stephan Bauman, and there I would sign up immediately, at least for the $5 a month level. If you enjoy my podcast, a lot of my podcasts come out of those lectures. But you can send paintings in and we can talk together one-on-one via Zoom. So it's a great way to keep in touch with me. But remember, I have my new book that's coming out, Bauman's Quintessential Field Guide to Landscape Painting. So much is in this book that you've got to read. It will answer so many questions. And it's a field guide, so you could throw it into your backpack before you take off to the mountains. So until we meet again, always remember, don't go into your studio unless you're going to change the world. And always remember to paint with passion. I'm Stephan Bauman. Thank you so much for your time and energy. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.